Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Parental discretion is advised. Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Zee Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
Another unusual edition of War of the Roses. You'll find out why in a second. But first, let's welcome Cody to the show. Hello, Cody.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
So you want us to put another dude to the test, correct?
Yes.
And this is not a dude like that you're into or anything. We should specify that.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, okay, so the dude we are putting to the test, who is he and why are we testing him out?
Okay, so my girlfriend's name is Bryn, and she has a good friend named Mike. When Bryn and I first started dating, I wasn't like exactly sure how I felt about her having a guy friend. And so I tried to be cool about it, to be a supportive boyfriend. Plus, he already had a girlfriend, so I figured it wasn't that big of a deal.
Okay, so but that was a while ago, correct?
Yeah, that was like 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay, so fast forward to now, things are a little bit different.
Yeah, so he's not with the girl he was dating anymore. They were engaged, and then she broke it off. And then ever since then, I feel like he's been trying to start something with Bryn that's like more than a friendship.
Okay, and you said in your email that you and this Mike guy never really got along to begin with, right?
I mean, I don't know about that. I'm not sure if he saw me as some sort of threat or something like that, or if he just didn't like anybody else spending time with her, with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
But, I mean, no, we don't get along that well.
So you think that maybe he has intentions that are other than friendly for your girlfriend, and you want to see what would happen if we gave him the opportunity to send some flowers to someone? Like, would you care if he chose Bryn? I mean, you said yourself they are friends. They have been friends for a while.
I mean, honestly, I don't know how mad I'd be unless like he said something like, I've always loved you, something like that.
Okay.
Then, yeah, maybe.
So then the card and what he puts on it are going to be pretty important this week. So let's put Mike to the test with a little War of the Roses. Time for the two questions we ask every participant. Question one, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Okay, and question two, how certain are you that when we offer him free roses to send to somebody that he's going to pick your girlfriend to send them to?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I doubt that he'd send them to his ex-fiance, but to be honest, I'm more curious about what he might say if he did send them to Bryn.
Okay, right. Well, let's find out.
Darling at random.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling to speak to a Michael please.
Yeah, speaking.
Well, good morning, Michael. What's my name's Cindy, and I'm calling from floraldesigns.com. It's America's new number one floral delivery service. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. So the reason I'm calling is because I noticed you were one of our winners from the month of February. You never claimed your prize. I was wondering why.
What I do?
Oh, you were one of our winners for February. You won a free bouquet of flowers from us that we send to anyone you want for free. I noticed you never claimed your flowers. I was just wondering if maybe you forgot or something else.
I honestly had no idea I won anything.
Oh, so no one called you to tell you that you won?
No, I never got a phone call. I'm sorry, who are you with?
I'm with floraldesigns.com, but the prize you won was through the Visa Rewards program. I think you had enough points and they chose you, so you never got a phone call from us?
No, not that I can recall, no.
Okay, well, I can fix that. So here's what we can do. We can still send a bouquet of red roses to anybody you want for absolutely free. It was supposed to be a Valentine's Day promotion, but since no one called you, we'll pick the entire cost for everything. So all you got to do is just tell us who you'd like us to send the free roses to.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
That's pretty cool. I want to send flowers to, and so that I can send flowers to anybody, like, where, in the country?
Yeah, anyone in the United States.
Oh, nice. All right, and so what, you just need, like, a name, an address, or?
Yes, so just start with the name.
Okay. All right, let's send them to Bryn. And that's B-R-Y-N-N. And her last name is...
Okay, and I'm just going to get the address from you in just a second. But first, what message would you like us to put on the card?
Oh, it's a card. Okay. Put... let me see. Okay. Put if you still feel like something is missing, maybe that something is me, like in me in capitals. And then sign it BF number 2.
Okay, so that was BF number 2.
Yeah, BF number 2. Like boyfriend number 2. So I mean, she's already got a boyfriend, but he's kind of a piece of shit who cheats on her, so...
Oh, okay. Whoa, oh, excuse me, little piece of shit. You want to tell me you said I'm a cheater?
Oh, snap! Hello?
Yeah, you want to explain to me why you're telling people that I cheat on my girlfriend?
I'm sorry, what's going on?
Hey, Mike, what's going on is that this isn't a flower delivery company. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Right now, you're on a segment we do called War of the Roses. Cody actually asked us to test you to see who you would send free roses to because he kind of had a feeling it would be his girlfriend. Is there something going on between you and Bryn?
You better think real carefully before you answer that question.
Okay, first of all, Bryn is one of my best friends, so that's why I sent her flowers.
No, you said I cheated on her, and that's a f***ing lie.
Well, I mean, I was just saying what I heard. That's all, man.
Oh, well, okay, tell me who you heard it from then, because I'm really curious to find out.
You know, I don't remember, honestly.
So you made it up then, so you better, dude, if you tell Bryn that look, I already know you're in love with her, dude, and you're not going to f***ing tell her that I'm cheating on her.
Please. Please, listen, if I was in love with her, I'd already be with her, all right, Cody? So just...
Somehow I seriously doubt that. You couldn't keep one girl from cheating on you. I doubt you have a chance with Bryn.
Okay, all right. All right, this is getting kind of personal here. Let me get right to the point. So, Mike, you're saying you don't love Bryn.
I'm saying she's one of my best friends, so yes, I love her.
Okay, so you are in love with her.
She's one of my best friends.
Okay, but do you want more than that?
She is one of my best friends.
Okay. All right. So yes. So, okay. But then you're not going to say it. Okay. So Cody, I don't know if that's the answer you were looking for or not. I don't know.
Like, don't be telling Bryn I'm a cheater. And then next time I hear you even mention my name, it better be when I'm in the room with you, or we're going to have some major problems.
All right, dude. Yeah. Jealous much? Okay.
Are you kidding me?
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.